1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMV, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.
It's time now for Northview Football. This game being brought to you by Clark County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schopmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. Morris Manufacturing. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Canteen is Brazil's home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. And by Refreshment Services, your Pepsi Cola distributor in the Wabash Valley. Now it's time for Northview Football.
Welcome to Jay Barrett Field in West Vigo in the west side of the Wabash River. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me tonight's Jeremy Jones. Jeremy's joining me in the bleachers outside the press box due to COVID-19 restrictions. We're set up out on the top of the bleachers, mixed in with the West Vigo fans, so this is going to be a fun broadcast tonight, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Tonight, the Knights come in to this contest with a WIC record of 2-0, 2-1 overall. West Vigo is 3-0 overall and 1-0 in the WIC. Versus common foes, the Knights and West Vigo are both 1-0. Let's see, Northview in the last 35 years has beat West Vigo 21 out of 35 times. And the last meeting, Northview won 27-6 a year ago tomorrow at Northview High School. Prediction tonight's Northview 28-14. If John Harrell's prediction stands true, it's been pretty close the last couple weeks, besides last weekend when the Knights beat Sullivan 26-2. Jeremy, wind's blowing, it's brisk, it's 71 degrees. I think by the time they kick off in 15 minutes, it's going to be about 65 degrees. I told you it was going to be a bit chilly.
You did, you warned me, and I didn't bring a sweatshirt. Hopefully I'm going to make it through the night.
Oh, you'll make it. They'll get kicked off, and the blood flow will start going. But correction, last week it was 27-2 at Sullivan. Then we won 28-12 at Greencastle and lost 21-27 in an overtime thriller at Terre Haute North. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be joined by Coach Mark Rates. You're listening to the pregame show on WAMB Time.
Great Dane of Brazil and Terre Haute is now hiring direct. Great Dane is now accepting applications, including skilled positions for material handling, maintenance, assemblers, and CDL drivers. Starting pay is $14 to $18 per hour, depending on the position. Some positions pay more if you have the right skills. Plus, Great Dane provides both pay increases and a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper now and write down these phone numbers. In Brazil, 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at greatdane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. Great Dane is now hiring direct. Apply now.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Jay Barrett Field. We're going to have an interview here with Coach Mark Rates. Welcome back to WAMB. I'm Brad Wallace. Joining me now is Coach Mark Rates. Coach, coming off a big win last weekend at home against the Sullivan team. We talked a little bit about that on the air last week afterwards. Everybody got out of there pretty quick, but pretty demanding, great control there by the Knights last week.
Yeah, I thought defensively we played really well for the whole game. You know, their only points really came on a bad snap on a punt. Offensively, we started pretty hot. I thought we had a good first half, and then we struggled a little bit at times in the second half, getting much going. So I think, you know, that's a place that we need to improve this week is being able to convert some more plays on third down and in some passing situations.
Weather-wise, it's been beautiful. We need some rain across the whole Wabash Valley and everything, but practice has been hot. And I talked to a couple of the players and asked them, I said, the cramping's been a big issue. Yeah, I've not seen that out of our kids, you know, years past. What do you think the big difference is? You think it's the, you know, the whole summer when they stayed at home because of confinement?
Yeah, I mean, that might have something to do with it. You know, it's just hard to say. It has been hot and humid, and you know, we had about 4 months where we couldn't do anything with them. So I'm sure that all plays a role in it, you know, along with nutrition and hydration. And that's something that we try to preach to our kids constantly about, you know, controlling that, because that's something they do have control over.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit here about the West Vigo Vikings. What can you tell me? What do we need to look forward to tonight with the Vikings?
Well, I mean, they're 3-0. They're playing well. You know, they've got some really good playmakers on both sides of the ball. They've got some good receivers. They're playing two different kids at quarterback who are both very capable. You know, defensively, they slant, pinch. I mean, they're going to bring guys from all over the place, and they play hard. So, you know, we're going to have to play well tonight. You know, hopefully our guys are up to the task.
Well, that's something I was going to ask you about, the quarterback situation. It's hard to prepare for one quarterback, let alone two different sets and two different eyes.
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to have to line up and worry about what we have control over, not necessarily who they have in, but making sure we get lined up right, make sure we read our keys, and making sure we tackle well and don't give up the big play.
All right, well, I'll let you go, and hopefully we'll get a good post-game interview, and good luck tonight, Coach.
All right, thank you.
All right, that was Coach Mark Rates. We'll be back after this commercial break. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones. And it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During the Jeep Adventure Days, we can show you how to make it a September to remember. Lease a Jeep Renegade as low as $129 per month. Jeep Compass as low as $179 per month. Grand Cherokee Limited as low as $319 per month. And 0% for 72 months on several of our great models. The building's close to opening here on US 40 in Brazil, where no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
This beautiful country with the playing of the national anthem. We'll tune in. Great rendition there of the national anthem on 9/11, lest we ever forget, Jeremy. You know, it's nice to see that red, white, and blue flag flying down there at the north end of the field.
That's the prettiest sight you'll ever see. Got a special place in my heart, having 19 years in the military. So.
Yep. All right, well, here comes the Knights out of the locker room. They weren't out on the field when they started playing the national anthem. They started to come out, and the coach stopped them, so they're speeding things up here a little bit tonight. Good thing we got Dennis Porter and the legend Barry Kent back in the studio and got us up and running early. The Knights taking on the West Vigo Vikings. The Vikings are 3-0. They played Purdue Polytechnic,
at home on August 21st, their opener, and they won 46-0. Then they played at Crawfordsville against the 3A Crawfordsville and won 35-14. Then last week here at home, they took on the Greencastle Tiger Cubs 7-6. Jeremy, that Greencastle game's the last one you joined me in the booth with, and you know, we won that game pretty handily, 28-12, and you know, the two touchdowns that we did give up were late in the game whenever we did a lot of substitutions and stuff. So tonight, you know, I think on paper this looks like it's going to be a one-sided game with Northview, but this is a big rivalry.
Oh, yeah, these two schools do not like each other at all, and it's just because we put the hammer down on Greencastle and West Fiegel had a one-point game. It doesn't mean anything in this ball game tonight.
Nope, and I'll tell you, I'll take you back how long this rivalry's been going on. In 1992 or 3, I don't remember which year it was, we played them up at the Hoosier Dome, and we blew them out, and they were celebrating, and we did a big thing, and we all fell in the end zone, and it caused a big rigmarole and uproar. And I'll tell you what, if you're a Knights fan, if you followed football, you know what kind of rivalry it is when you take on the Vikings. All right, we're going to take a real quick 30-second timeout so we can get all of our paperwork and everything taped down and ready to go. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to West Vigo to tonight's broadcast, the Northview Knights taking on the Vikings of West Vigo. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jeremy Jones. We can't do it without our sponsors, and we've got a whole bunch of them. But if you'd like to come on board and support Northview Athletics, get on the rest of the football schedule, and then basketball and softball and baseball and so much more. We will pick up volleyball coverage whenever the sectionals come around. But if you want to be a part of Northview Knights sports coverage, or if you want to reach more of your customers by utilizing five Terre Haute radio stations, call us at 812-420-2518. That's 812-420-2518. DLC Media can bring your business results. Well, the Knights will receive West Vigo in the home green black pants, white numerals. The Knights in the gray pants, white jerseys, maroon numerals. The beautiful gray helmets with the in the chrome. Just love the concept that Coach Rates brought into this Knights program when he came a few years back, Jeremy. Set back deep for the Knights will be number 15, Vinny Bonomo. Got his start last week. His varsity start, and number 2, Easton Morgan, both of them juniors. And the kick's up, and it's going to be fielded by Bonomo. Bonomo's going to just let it roll out of bounds. Smart. That's going to be a penalty, and he'll bring it up. And kicking for the Vikings was number 22. That's Peyton Clerk. Clerk the kicker, and the Knights should have the ball about the, let's see, with the penalty, it should be about the 35-yard line, it looks like. And it'll be first and 10 for Northview.
Northview will take over on downs to the bar, 35-yard line, first down.
Taking over on downs. I apologize for the PA announcer. He does a great job. He does. All right, here we go. Knights break the huddle. Bonomo and Morgan go to the far side. Tight end to the right. That's going to be Elias Gordon, or Sampson. Elias Gordon and Corbin Allen in the backfield. Shotgun, handoff to Allen up the middle. He's at the 35, the 40, up to the 45-yard line, where he's brought down by the West Vigo Vikings number 79. That's Gabe Skelton, and that's going to be just short of the first down by a half a football. So Allen with the first coverage, and he's going to pick up 9. Northview's got it, second, and a football. I formation, Garrison under center, tied into the near side. Snap, he keeps it up the middle, gets a big push, picks up 5 yards, and that's going to get him up to the 49-yard line. That's a plus five for Garrison. And that's going to be a North Unites first down. Tackle by West Vigo's number 51. That's Trey Simpson. And also number 79, Gabe Skelton again. Knights break the huddle. Center to Knights, Devin Barnhart brings them to the line. Or nope, Colton McKee. Elias Gordon goes in motion. Garrison, shotgun, takes snap, quick out to Elias. He catches it at the 50, the 50, the 45, the 40. Breaks the tackle, he's at the 30, cuts back inside. He's knocked out of bounds at about the 24-yard line. And that's a big pitch and catch for Garrison. That's a 25-yard pass play to Gordon.
Yeah, Northview had that called just right. West Vigo come on the blitz and hit him out in the flat for the big gainer.
Yep. First and 10 for the Knights, and they've got a ball on the 25-yard line. Three plays, and we're almost in the red zone. Two receivers to the near side. That's Bonomo and Morgan. Shotgun. Garrison's going to keep it. Right side, nothing there. Maybe gets up to the line of scrimmage where he's tackled by number 25. That's Shea Andrews. And they're going to give him a loss of one, so negative one for Garrison.
A loss of one.
And it's second down 11. Like to thank all the fans for tuning in, listening tonight. Got a bunch of them. I've been getting messages all day wanting to know where to watch and where to listen, and you can catch all Northview football games right here on WAMBRadio.com, 99.5, 106.9, or AM 1130. Garrison shotgun. He's going to pass it this time in the flat to Bonomo. He catches it at 30, 25, 20. Turns on the speed, gets up to the 10, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 10-yard line, and that's going to be close. That's going to be a first down. Where did they put him, mark him down at? They got him at the 11. So a plus 15 for Bonomo. And that's going to be first and 10 from the 11. Sixth play of the drive. Wide receiver to the far side is Morgan. Bonomo the near side. I formation. Gordon is a fullback. It's going to be a handoff to Allen. Allen, nobody touches him. Touchdown, Corbin Allen, 11 yards. And the Knights score quickly. Just like that on the Great Dane scoreboard with 9:29 to go in the first period, Northview 6.
Yeah, they marched right down the field like they weren't even really tested that possession.
So Patrick Corrigan's going to come on the kick. Dylan White, the backup quarterback and defensive back, is going to be the holder. Elias Gordon, the long snapper, the snap, the hold, the kick's blocked. That's happened so much this year. I'm not sure where the downfall is, if it's the snap, the hold, the approach, but the PAT is no good. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back, Jay Barrett Field, West Vigo. The Knights just marched down the field 65 yards on six plays, and Corbin Allen punches it in from 11 yards out for the Knights' first touchdown, and the PAT was blocked. So on your Great Dane scoreboard with 9:29 to go in the first period, the Knights are up 6-0. Patrick Corrigan set to kick off for the Knights. Back deep for West Vigo is number 28. That's must not be 28. Well, I know it's number 3. And it's going to be caught on the far side at the 10 by number 1. That's Deshaun Lowe, and he's going to be tackled by Heading. Tyler Heading gets him at about the 19-yard line. Those West Vigo jerseys are so hard to read when they're out there turned sideways. And
So Deshaun Lowe returns it back 7 yards.
Yeah, they got their Macfield jerseys on tonight.
Yeah.
Going back to that block extra point, it looks like the left side didn't do a very good job blocking. They just come right in.
Well, the Knights on a 5-4 package here. Quarterback takes the snap and he hands it off. Nothing there. Quarterback, they change quarterbacks. This one here is Nick Lindsay. And the carry was by number 18. That was Scholler. Scholler picks up 2 yards, and that'll make it second down and 8. So the Knights defense got to do what they did last week and just pitch another shutout. The only points we give up to Sullivan was on a botched punt on a bad snap. Nick Lindsay in the shotgun. Takes the snap. It's going to be a quick pass out in the flat, and it's going to be caught by Xander Wilbur. Wilbur's going to catch it at about the, looks like at about the 27-yard line. And that's going to be a pickup of 5. Tackled by Braxton Sampson, and that's going to make it 3rd and 2.
Pickup of 5 in the play. It's going to be 3rd down and 2. The ball spots the 27-yard line.
Nice pitch and catch there by the Vikings. Vikings break the huddle. Lindsay's in the shotgun. Takes snap. It's going to be a screen. Read well by White, but he missed the tackle. Steps out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down. Dylan White missed the tackle there. And Lowe picks up the first down for the Vikings. Nice screen play.
Yeah, with Northview had it read perfectly, yep. Just missed the tackle.
You don't see that out of Dylan White very often either.
No.
Very disciplined, very strong, just went for the feet. Well, the Vikings got 2 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side. 1 running back, that's number 33, McAllister. Snap's going to be a handoff. Up the middle, nothing there. McAllister picks up, but he just does get to the line of scrimmage. So it's 2nd down and 10. In on the tackle is Parker Jordan and Braxton Sampson. Knights defensively tonight, they got Elias Gordon, Ike Torbert, Colton McKee, and Gabe Stockram on the line. Linebackers, you got Parker Jordan and Braxton Sampson. Safety, you've got Dylan White and Corbin Allen. Shotgun formation, empty backfield. Wilbur goes in motion. It's going to be a jet sweep by Deshaun Lowe, and he steps out of bounds. He lost about 8-9 yards. He just ran out of bounds.
Yeah, Northview read that perfectly.
So that's going to be a loss of 8 for Lowe. Not sure there, so it's 3rd down and 18.
Like their wildcat formation, direct snap to the running back.
Yep. Gabe McAllister, the running back, comes out. So now we've got Nick Lindsay back as a quarterback. And off to his left is Gerald Scholler. Lindsay takes a snap. He's going to throw it down the middle. It's going to be intercepted by Easton Morgan. Morgan across the field. He gets up to the 30, that 27-yard line where he's tackled by Deshaun Lowe, but that's an INT for Morgan. And the Knights are going to have great field position here, Jeremy.
Yeah, Murphy dropped right back in defense and read the pass all the way and looked like the pass was intended for him.
So the Knights will have it at the 27-yard line, 1st and 10. Knights break the huddle. Garrison shotgun, Corbin Allen way back. Elias Gordon in the slot. He'll probably go in motion. And it's going to be a quick delay to the right side. Allen spins. Nothing there. He loses a yard.
Allen, the ball carrier.
Wasn't set up very well. Blocking scheme didn't work for the Knights.
Looks like West Vigo is really keying in on Corbin tonight. They're not letting him get anywhere.
Garrett Skelton picks up the tackle.
A loss of one on
And so that makes it second down and 11. With 6:35 to go in the first quarter, the Knights are up 6-0 on your Great Dane scoreboard. Stay tuned after the game for Indiana Insurance Agent, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. Garrison shotgun, double tight end. He's going to keep it. Left side, got a blocker. Gets up to about the 20, maybe the 24. And he's going to pick up four. And that's going to make it third and short.
Yeah, West Vigo's interior defense tonight is really keen in. They're not letting us.
They're staying home.
Yes, they're not letting us get any holes. We can't do anything right now on the ground.
That'll open up because I look for a lot of the passing game to start now, especially here on third and seven where we're at. We're inside the 25. There's nothing really to lose. It's four down territory, so if you throw an incomplete pass, you just don't want to turn it over. But double tight end set. Garrison shotgun. Corbin to his left. Two receivers near side. It's a pass. He's going to throw it deep in the end zone to Sampson, and it's blocked away. Nice defensive coverage there by the Vikings. That was number 13, Jerome Blevins.
Elias Gordon was wide open running down the middle. He didn't have a green jersey within 10 yards of him.
Yeah.
Just missed him.
Yeah. I think that was predetermined who his receiver was going to be because it was a jump ball type situation, and Sampson got out jumped.
Yeah, that time he did.
So here we go, fourth down and seven. 5:35 to go in the first period. Easton Morgan comes to the near side, Bonomo to the far side.
Looks like West Vigo might be bringing the house.
Garrison shotgun, takes the snaps, going to throw it out to Easton Morgan. He's going to catch it, inbounds, cuts inside to the 5, the 4, up to the 2-yard line. What a play by Easton Morgan. I'm sorry, Vinny Bonomo. Great job there by Bonomo, planting his feet. That's going to get the Knights up to the 2-yard line. Plus 22 for Bonomo on fourth down. Like to see Vinny back in the lineup for the Knights. He's missed his freshman and sophomore years to injuries. So here we go. First and goal from the 1. Garrison under center, quarterback keeper. He's going to push forward, and it's going to be touchdown, Northview. Garrison with the touchdown. So that was a 27-yard, five-play drive. And the Knights go up 12-0 early on here with 4:59 to go on your Great Dane scoreboard. And coming on to kick will be Patrick Corrigan. Let's see if the Knights line can hold off here and we can get some PATs. Snap, the hold, the kick, and it's blocked again from the right side, or the left side, by number 19. That's Caden Sonoto. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Jay Barrett Field, West Vigo High School. The Knights are up 12-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard as Keegan Garrison just punched it in 1 yard off of an interception by Easton Morgan and a great fourth down reception by Vinny Bonomo. And the Knights, Jeremy, are going to be kicking off again, the second kickoff in a half of a period.
Well, that's a good thing for us. Hope we can hold them again and get the ball back and maybe kick off a third time.
Kick's going to be fielded at 20, the 25, the 30, up to the 35. Falls ahead to the 37. That's Xander Wilbur. And West Vigo will have the ball at the 37-yard line. And tonight's strong defense comes out. Defensively, they've been really good this season. Coach Rates has a great defensive game. He puts it in every year. Our defense has been strong. A couple years ago, the dynamite defense, you know, we've had it all. The dungeon. So here we go. First and 10. Nick Lindsay in the shotgun. He's going to take snap. He's going to keep it himself on the left side. He's got a blocker. He breaks up to the 45, the 47. Falls ahead to the 48. That's going to be a pickup of 11 and enough for a first down for Lindsay.
That's great blocking by West Vigo on the outside. Just helmet to helmet. And away he went.
First carry there by Lindsay. Called his own number. And coming on is number 25. That's Shea Andrews. And coming off for the Vikings is Caden Sonoto. Vikings break the huddle. They bring one receiver to the near side and Clerk. One to the far side. That's Wilbur. Lindsay in the shotgun. Takes the snap. He's going to pass. Throws it up. It's going to be almost intercepted again. Tyler Heading had an opportunity, and it's an incomplete pass.
He'd have had it if he hadn't tripped over the 45-yard
line. Dwight loved the 45-yard line. That's what I was getting ready to say.
There's a floating duck. All he had to do was stay on his feet, and that was 6 points.
Yep. Well, or tip it up because Easton Morgan was right there. Tyler Heading and Easton Morgan to the near side playing great defense so far this season. Knights break – or West Vigo breaks the huddle. They got two receivers to the far side, two to the near side. Lindsay, shotgun, hands it off up the middle to Gabe McAllister, and McAllister is smoked by Braxton Sampson.
That was a tackle.
Sampson took initiative and put him back.
Okay, took him right off his feet that time.
McAllister met Sampson, and the inertia at least gave him a yard, so we'll give him plus one. It makes it third and nine. That's a hard hit, though, running into Braxton Sampson.
Yeah, he's a horse.
He's strong. A lot stronger than his dad was. His dad was really soft as a kid.
I'll let you tell him that.
Shotgun formation. Snap. He's going to throw it. It's going to be caught at the 45, the 40, 35, up to the 27-yard line. Out of bounds. Tackled by Sampson. That was Wilbur. Wilbur picks up 20 yards on a pass, and that's enough for Vikings' first down. Blown coverage there by the Knights.
Yeah, we just kind of fell asleep on that one. He was wide open. Braxton caught him from behind and saved the touchdown.
Not sure what the coverage blow was there, but somebody missed it. So you got two receivers to the far side, two to the near side. Gabe McAllister in the backfield beside Lindsay. Lindsay takes a snap. He's going to pass. He's going to throw it in the end zone. That could be intercepted, but it's not. It's overthrown. Incomplete pass, and that's going to make it second and 10. Good coverage there by Nathan Bryan.
Yeah, he's step for step with the West Vigo receiver.
Yeah.
It's like West Vigo's kind of abandoned the run here on this possession and just pretty much all passes so far.
Checking back in will be Gerald Scholler for the Vikings. And the Vikings, you know, they huddle up, but they hurry. They hurry. 2:47 to go in the first period. The Knights are up 12-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Lindsay, shotgun. Takes a snap. He's going to throw it again. Throws it across the middle, and it's batted up in the air. Elias Gordon. Elias Gordon knocks it out. And it's third and 10. Can't do it without our sponsors, like Think Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, for coming on board this season. Great Dane Trailers now hiring direct. Join our team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. That's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Join us in the post-game show for the Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. Lindsay in the shotgun. Spread formation. He's going to hand. No, he keeps it himself up the middle on a draw. Tackled from behind by Caleb Owens, but it's going to be close to a first down.
Yeah, looks like they got him marked just short.
Just short. It's going to be a pickup of nine for Lindsay. And that's going to make it fourth down and one. The Knights defense, they bring in the big fella, number 70, the tank, Dylan Zinko, better known as Mooch.
So let's see what West Vigo does. I look for a long snap count, and then I look for him just to try pound it right up the middle.
I got six, 5 seconds.
5 seconds, yep, they got to hurry. Lindsay in the shotgun. Takes a snap, he hands it off, and it's not going to get it. What a tackle by the Knights, number 60. Aiden, or who was that?
50.
50. Is it? Yeah, Parker Jordan, number 50. Parker Jordan, and the Knights are going to force a turnover on down. Nice play there by the defense of the Knights.
Four-yard loss.
So the Knights will have it first down and 10 from the 23. Here we go. 1:49 on the clock in the first period. Garrison shotgun, hands it off to Corbin Allen. Allen's got a blocker, bounces out to the 25, up to the 27, where he's tackled by number 55. That's Garrett Skelton.
West Vigo got a little lucky there. Bonomo was uncovered in the slot.
Plus three for Allen. They're showing him four, so it'll make it second and six. Knights break the huddle with 18 seconds on the game clock, or the play clock. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Shotgun formation, and it's Corbin Allen lined up as quarterback. He's going to hand it off to Bonomo. No, well, I don't know. That was the Wildcat. I don't know what happened. There was confusion, but it was a direct snap. Garrison was lined up as a receiver. So a loss of seven. We're going to credit it to Allen because he never got rid of the ball. So it's third down and 12. Nice tackle there by Wyrick.
Good job, Evan! 30 seconds left in the quarter. See if we can do something positive here.
Let's go, guys! Shotgun. Garrison fakes the handoff. He's going to throw it deep. And he's got a wide open Vinny Bonomo. And it's intercepted. Where'd he come from? Intercepted by number 13. That's Jerome Blevins. I'd never even seen him.
He had underneath coverage. They had him sandwiched, and his ball was just barely underthrown.
I didn't even see him. Blevins with the INT. And so they'll have the ball at the 30-yard line, West Vigo, with 16.5 seconds to go in the first period. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. So here we go. West Vigo's got it first and 10. Shotgun. Snap's going to be handed off up the middle to number 18, Scholler, and he loses three.
Tolbert got him, got in there on that one.
That was Ike Tolbert in on the tackle, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. On a Great Dane scoreboard, tonight's 12, Vikings 0. We'll be back after a 60-second break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com. If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Jay Barrett Field. West Vigo's got the ball.
Second down and 12. Quarterback takes the snap. New quarterback in for the Vikings. That's Caleb Mars. He's going to pass it out into the flat. Caden Sonoto with the reception, a pickup of four.
Nathan Bryan on the tackle.
And so it's going to be third down and seven.
Be a big stop for Northview if we can get one right here.
Big stop here. There's four down territory. Westview goes, they're not going to punt. So quarterback now is Caleb Mars. Shotgun. Mars takes the snap. He's going to throw it, and it's caught by number one. That's Lowe. Lowe gets up to the 10, to the 5-yard line, where he's tackled by Sampson at the 5-yard line. A pickup of 19 for Lowe. Deshaun Lowe.
That was a touchdown-saving tackle by Sampson. He had one man to beat.
Sampson got him from behind.
He's definitely a little quicker than his dad.
We got to quit picking on Jared. He usually listens. That's why I said that. He usually listens while video's up top. Here we go. Westview go first and goal from the 5. Mars, your quarterback. He's got McAllister in the backfield to his left. Takes the snap. He's going to throw it, and he throws it out in the flat, and it's caught, and it's a touchdown. Xander Wilbur. Wilbur with a 5-yard catch for a touchdown. Xander Wilbur.
Just a great route run by West Vigo. Nothing. Great coverage. They just scored.
Yep. That was a height difference there. Zane Wilbur's probably at least, well, they got him listed at 5'11", and Easton Morgan's, they got Easton listed at 5'7". Kicks up, and it's good. So on your Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 12, Vikings 7, with 10:28 to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Well, West Vigo marches down 30 yards and puts up 7, Jeremy, after an interception by Blevins. And the Knights are going to be forced here to do something they haven't done, and that's return a kickoff. Well, I guess they did the opening one. We did have the opening one. So we got Bonomo and Morgan back deep. Kicking off for West Vigo's 57, Evan Wirt, the senior. Kicks up, and it's going to be fielded by Morgan. Morgan gets it to 20, to 25, 30. Got some blocking, 35, 40. He's on the seam, 45 into the 50. The 45 cuts back to the middle of the field, still on his feet. Breaks another tackle. He's at the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Easton Morgan, 90 yards. 90-yard kickoff return.
That was a combination of great running and pretty bad tackling. West Vigo had him cornered twice on the sideline, and they just couldn't wrap him up.
They called it 89 over the public address. I thought he was at the 10. So anyway, what a run.
That's the great Steve DeGroat. He's never wrong anyway. So.
That's all right. I'll change it in my notes. 89-yard kick return by Easton Morgan, and we're going to go for two. We're going to go for two. We're done kicking. Coach Rates is done after having the two blocked, and we had two blocked last week, and the blocking just isn't working, or the timing, something's off. So Garrison's going to lead him to the line. He's in the shotgun. He's got Corbin Allen to the right side. In motion's Elias Gordon. It's going to be a handoff up the middle, faked, and it's going to be a pass over the center, intercepted. That's going to be no good. So the PAT is no good again, And like that, the Knights answered 18-7 on your Great Dane scoreboard with 10-11 to go in the first half. We'll be back after 30 seconds. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports-watching drink of all time, Pepsi. Designed to power even the most passionate of armchair quarterbacks, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong, keep you in the zone, and recover from those triumphant wins.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet or wiped buffalo sauce on my new couch. But thanks to Pepsi, I'm so in the zone, even Mike can't ruin my football party. See? Don't even care.
With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi is the premier football-watching beverage. So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
Take your taste buds for a wild ride at Stone's Pub & Grub in Clinton. Now serving the Beast Burger, an 8-ounce burger patty consisting of bison, Wagyu beef, New Zealand elk, and wild boar. Stop by Stone's Pub and Grub and try the Beast Burger with an ice-cold Pepsi product.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
On your Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 18, West Vigo 7. The Knights just ran the ball back, an 89-yard kick return for Easton Morgan, and the kickoff by Patrick Corrigan's going to bounce at about the 12. It's picked up by number one. That's Lowe. Lowe gets around to the 15, the 20, the 25, up to the 30, maybe the 31, where he's hit out of bounds by Colton McKee. They're going to spot him at the 32. So West Vigo is going to come back out after they just put up a 30-yard drive for a touchdown. Let's see if the Knights can answer here, Jeremy.
Yeah, let's see if that was a big shock here. Let's see if we can get a stop and get back to what we was doing earlier.
In-game broadcast tonight, sponsor of Riddell National Bank. At Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Shotgun formation, Mars, your quarterback. He's going to keep it on the delay, and he's going to be hit in the backfield. Quarterback keeper, and he's going to be tackled by 52. That's McKee. So Mars is going to lose three.
Our run defense tonight has been spectacular. They can't nothing up the middle. It's all been all outside or all passing for West Vigo when they move the ball.
West Vigo's line looks pretty thin, too. They look small, and we've got some speed. Man, we've got speed with McKee and Caleb Owens, the sophomore, doing such a great job. Snap, he's going to pass. And it's going to be it. Oh, my goodness, Butterfingers this week. Braxton Sampson had it, hit him in the hands. His dad would have caught that. Incomplete pass.
Oh, he singles end zone. There was nobody between him and the end zone.
He's mad at himself. Got his hands on his hips. He's mad. And I'd hate to be the next guy he hits because it's going to hurt.
Yeah, it's just big eyes, little hands on that one. He's ready to run.
Third down and 13. Cilantro's Grill and Canteen in Brazil, home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. Visit Cilantro's west of Brazil. Mars in the shotgun. He's going to drop back to pass again. He's going to throw it out, and it's going to be caught but hit by Parker Jordan. It was caught by McAllister, and he lost 4 yards. Well, they're going to call it three. Parker Jordan just floored him.
No, that was a leveling hit. Our linebackers tonight are on a seek and destroy mission right now.
That's the punt for right number 22, Kurt.
Let's go, Peyton!
So we're punting. Knights got one guy back, and that's Corbin Allen. They're going after it, and it's almost blocked by Sampson. Allen called the fair catch.
I don't think he did.
I thought he did, and he got hit right as he caught it. That was very – well, if he didn't, he should have. Sean Lowe hit him, and Corbin, I don't know what he was thinking there.
He was lucky to hold on to that because he got walloped.
As he caught it. I thought he flagged for it. I guess not. Oh, well, Knights got the ball, first and 10 from the 41. Two receivers to the far side. Garrison shotgun. He's going to fake it, throw it out in the flat to Benomo at the 40. 35, cuts back inside and gets nowhere. Picks up five. I thought he was going to break that back inside.
Now the West Vigo defender just broke down and good tackling.
So it makes it second and five. Corbin Allen shook up. He keeps holding his back. That was a hard hit.
Yes. It was a perfect time hit, as long as apparently it was a legal hit. So
he was looking up for the ball, too. So one receiver to the near side, and we got an encroachment on the defense. That's going to give us a first down. First penalty of the game is going to be against the Vikings. And it's going to be first and 10 from the 49.
Offside on the Vikings.
Easton Morgan goes off holding his head. Took his helmet off and had a hold of the back of his neck. Not a good sign. So Heading comes in. So we're going to have Heading and Bonomo all the way over here by us. Elias Gordon and Sampson, double tight end set. Garrison shotgun. Corbin Allen to his left. He's going to keep it. Quarterback keeper breaks the seam. 45, 40, up to the 39, and that's going to be a first down.
That was great blocking by the offensive line that time. Just opened the hole up, and he followed his blockers.
And that's going to be, well, I know it's more than a first down. Yeah, I was going to say, why aren't they moving the chains? 7:14 to go in the first half. The Knights are up 18-7 on your Great Dane scoreboard. Speaking of Great Dane, are you looking for a new career? Apply at GreatDane.com. That's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. Two receivers near side, Heading and Bonomo. Garrison hands it off to Allen. Allen hit at the line of scrimmage. Maybe falls ahead for two. Might see some of the freshmen, Imir Holman, coming in here shortly, because it doesn't look to me like Garrison is, or Corbin Allen's himself. Second down and, well, I know it's more than six. They got six on the scoreboard. It looks like eight to me.
Well, even if Corbin is hurt, he's not going to let you know.
No, he ain't going to let him know. Easton Morgan's over there with the trainer, so. Garrison shotgun, reverse handoff to Corbin Allen, left side. He breaks up to 30, 30, 25, 20, 15, cuts back in on his feet, up to the 10. He's not hurt. He was just getting his breath.
That was a great run by Corbin. He just put his head down and went. Pulled a couple tacklers with him for a few yards at the end.
Plus 33 yards for Allen. That's going to make it first and goal for Northview. Ball setting on the 10.
We really need to punch this in to kind of get the momentum back on our side.
Shotgun formation. Allen to the left, Gordon to the right. Handoff again to Allen, and he cuts up the seam and gets up to about the goal line. They're going to show him just short. We'll call it a plus nine.
Man, Corbin getting up a little gimpy too this time. So
yeah, he got his bell rung there. It hurt me watching it. 5:10 to go in the first half. Your Knights are up 18-7. Heading still in. Heading and Bonomo to the far side. I formation. Garrison under center. Quarterback keeper. Touchdown, Garrison. So the Knights put up six more.
And it looks like we're going to go for two again.
Yep. 4:55 in the second. Let's see if we can at least get something extra here.
Yeah, Northview's left 4 points off the scoreboard.
Yep. Where did Easton go? After that big kickoff return, he hasn't come back in. I see the trainer over there. I don't even see where Easton went. That's alarming. So here we go. It's going to be a handoff to Corbin Allen. He's going to get the PAT this time. He gets the bonus, too. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seed for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
On your Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 26, West Vigo 7. The Knights just marched down the field 69 yards for that touchdown run, 1 yard by Garrison, but a big 33-yard run by Corbin Allen after he got hit there hard on that punt. And that brings on Patrick Corgan to kick off for the Knights.
Yeah, a two-point conversion, that'll help him feel a bit better as the day goes on.
Well, a little confusion there on the footballs. So now they got the right football. And West Vigo's got two guys back to receive it. It's going to be a kick, and it hits off the foot of one of West Vigo. He picks it up, number 19. Not a bad run back. Gets up to the 45-yard line. That was Caden Sinodo. And West Vigo's going to have the ball on the 45.
That's their best starting field position. See if they come out in their four wide receiver set, as they have been here lately.
Shotgun formation. Mars going to pass. He's going to throw it out, and it's going to be caught. And a missed tackle by Sampson. Don't see that very often. And that was Scholler. Scholler with the pickup of 12.
I think West Vigo might be in just a little bit more of a hurry than what they really are, trying to get another score in here in the last 4 minutes of the half.
Let's go, Vikings!
So here we go. Shotgun formation, Mars. Blitz is on by the Knights, and they got across too soon.
Looks like number 50 was just a half a second too soon.
Parker Jordan with the penalty. They discussed it.
Offside against the Knights, 5 yard penalty. It'll be first and 5 for the Vikings.
Northview is bringing a house on that play. They just mistimed it.
Let's do it, boys! Come on!
West Vigo's got their four wide receiver set.
Shotgun formation, Mars. He's going to pass it again. He's going to throw it deep.
Go!
And it's going to be incomplete. Incomplete for Lowe. 38-yard pass, incomplete.
Oh, he had it caught the ground, just made him drop it. That was a pretty awesome throw by that young man.
Yes, it was. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Northview had two defenders back there, sandwiched him, and he still somehow should have had that catch. just the ground caused him not to get it.
Here we go. Second down and five. Mars throws it. It's incomplete.
Mars' pass is incomplete.
And that's going to make it third and five.
Get receiver number two.
There's Nathan Bryan on that coverage, and he timed that just perfect.
Player for the night, number 24, Cody.
So with 3:49 to go in the first half, your Knights are up 26-7 on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Oswego's got 8-7, 6 seconds to get the ball off.
They're going to call a timeout. We're going to take a timeout as well. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Great Dane of Brazil and Terre Haute is now hiring direct. Great Dane is now accepting applications, including skilled positions for material handling, maintenance, assemblers, and CDL drivers. Starting pay is $14 to $18 per hour, depending on the position. Some positions pay more if you have the right skills. Plus, Great Dane provides both pay increases and a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper now and write down these phone numbers. In Brazil, 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at greatdane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. Great Dane is now hiring direct. Apply now.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to West Vigo. The Knights 26-7 on the Great Dane scoreboard. West Vigo's got it third and five. Mars with the snap. He rolls around a pass. He's going to throw it deep again. It's going to be overthrown, incomplete.
Mars was scrambling there. Northview had four or five defenders chasing him down. He just did get that ball off in time.
Fourth down and five, 3:43 to go, and West Vigo's going to – they're going to pass it again, I'm sure. That's the only thing they've been able to do. Their running game hasn't been much. So Mars came in and done a great job as quarterback, led them down the field last time throwing it.
Northview's defensive line is just getting all over their quarterback tonight.
Yep, they're fast. They're fast. Here we go, fourth down and five. 3:43 to go in the first half. Mars, shotgun. Drops back, and he's hit hard by Ike Torbert, and it's thrown up and incomplete. Ike Torbert put on the pressure.
Oh, that quarterback is lucky to even get that ball off. He was driven into the ground by Mr. Torbert.
So the Knights are going to have the ball on the 37-yard line. And Jeremy, we've got plenty of time with our high-powered offense with 3:38 to go, and I'm glad to see Easton Morgan come back out for that defensive set because I seen him go to the trainer, and then he disappeared.
Yeah, we got all kinds of time. I believe we all still have three timeouts.
We still have three timeouts as well, yep. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, listening tonight. It's a beautiful night for football, and with COVID, it's great to be able to bring you live play-by-play coverage. Garrison hands off to Allen, right side.
We got a flag.
Yeah, we got five guys in the backfield. Allen's going to get up to. He's going to get up to the. I don't know this, what 47, but it's going to go back. It's going to be a loss of five for illegal procedure. Five men in the backfield. So we can't do it without our sponsors, like think Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. For quality integrity, it's Timberland. Morse Manufacturing, join our team. Apply at Morse Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. 3:20 to go in the first half. Northview 26, West Vigo 7. Bonomo and Morgan come to the near side. Sampson tied in on the near side. Elias Gordon goes in motion. Lonely backfield for Allen. Handoff to Allen. Right side. Breaks it up to the 35 to 37 where he's tackled by the Vikings. Looks like it's going to be a pickup of four. Andrews with the tackle. Plus six for Allen. So it's second down and nine for the Knights. Shotgun formation. Sampson in motion. Switches sides. Garrison snap. Drops back to pass. He looks for Elias Gordon out of the backfield. And he catches it to 47 and 45. And he hits. He caught it to 47 and went down to knee. So that's going to be a pickup of 15 for Elias Gordon.
Comes up hobbling. We'll come back to the line. Looks like Northview's going no huddle trying to get this in.
They're in a hurry up. Garrison shotgun. He's got Elias Gordon in the slot. Bonomo to the near side. Allen in the backfield. Pitch to Allen right side. McKee on the pole with a nice block. Up to the 40 to the 37-yard line for Allen. Pick up 11. Second down and one. Clock runs just under 2 minutes. Double tight end set. Two receivers to the far side. Allen and Garrison in the backfield. Garrison shotgun. Snap. Going to keep it. Right side. Cuts back inside to the 30-yard line. The 31. Where he picks up seven. Timeout Northview. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seed for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During the Jeep Adventure Days, we can show you how to make it a September to remember. Lease a Jeep Renegade as low as $129 per month. Jeep Compass as low as $179 per month. Grand Cherokee Limited as low as $319 per month. And 0% for 72 months on several of our great models. The building's close to opening here on US 40 in Brazil, where no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to West Vigo High School. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jeremy Jones. We're at Jay Barrett Field, where the Knights are up 26-7, and they got it first and 10 from the 31-yard line. Just under a minute and 40 to go in the first half. Garrison's going to throw it deep to Elias Gordon. He's wide open, and it's going to be
just short
at the 6-inch line. Plus 30 for Gordon.
Tell you what, that was great blocking up front by the entire Northview, the line and the running backs. Give him time to get that ball off.
Wow, what a play. What a play.
We'll see if they do the old quarterback keeper here. They've done that about every time down here on the one.
Well, they're different set now. He is under center, but they got two receivers on the far side, and he does. He keeps it. And it's a touchdown. Garrison with a one-yard touchdown, and Knights go up on the Great Dane scoreboard. Six more points.
Touchdown,
Garrison with the one-yard touchdown run. And that makes it 32-7, and we're going to go for two. Kicking game's just not been there, Jeremy. Let's see. Garrison's got one, two, three one-yard touchdown runs. Easton Morgan's got one, and Corbin Allen's got one. So for the five touchdowns. Shotgun formation, Garrison. He's going to keep it himself, and he's going to get hit behind the line of scrimmage, spin forward, and it's good. Add two more
for
Garrison, and the Knights are up 34-7 over West Vigo. We'll take a 30-second Timeout. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. The Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Jay Barrett Field, West Terre Haute, Indiana, West Vigo High School. The Knights are up 34-7 in the first half, Jeremy. Big night offensively for the Knights.
Yeah, they have not had any really miscues except for the one interception, but other than that, they're just total domination of this game so far.
PDF Process Development Fabrication is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community and sponsor Northview Athletics. Short kick by Corrigan. It's going to be fielded by number two. That's Wilbur. Wilbur's going to be pushed out of bounds by McKee at the 37-yard line. So let's see what the Vikings can do with a minute one on the clock. They've got two timeouts. Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley, proud to support Northview Athletics.
Ball is about the 37-yard line. First down, Vikings.
So here we go. Vikings with a minute to work. Mars in shotgun. I look for three or four passes. He's going to throw it out. It's going to be tipped up, intercepted by number 14. That's Nathan Bryan. He's going to take it to the house, but it's a flag. There's going to be a block in the back by Heading. Heading's going to get the block in the back, but it's going to be an INT.
That ball was just thrown a little high for the receiver right off his hands and right into Brian's hands.
Nathan Bryan with the interception, but the flag comes on the return. It would have been a touchdown. So it's against the Knights. And the Knights will have the ball, but instead of the touchdown, we'll have it at the 45-yard line. So we've got two timeouts and 49.9 seconds.
Well, if they could punch this in, that might be the proverbial nail in the coffin. Might get a season of the younger kids to play the second half. A little experience in here tonight, maybe.
Well, Jeremy, I bet we can score again. But I bet Coach Rates is very conservative. He hands it off to Imir Holman, the freshman. Holman gets up to the 40-yard line where he's whistled dead, so he's going to pick up five for the freshman as he gets. We do get a timeout. We're going to keep it here, though, because I want to talk a little bit about football, Jeremy. Football season's, you know, we're almost halfway through the regular season. Next week, we will be on the road at Owen Valley. We'll be taking on the Owen Valley Patriots. Owen Valley not having a very good start to their season. They're playing at Edgewood tonight, but they're 1-3 and struggling on the season. We went down there and played them youth football not too long ago. You and I were both down there, and their program's in a rebuilding from the top to the bottom. You know, Owen Valley's had, they've had some really good seasons, but now it seems like the tank's getting empty.
Yeah, they struggle a little bit, but we're going on the road, and you never know what could happen over there. So,
you never know. Here we go. Shotgun formation, two receivers near side. It's Bonomo and Morgan. Corbin Allen's back in this play. Him and Gordon in the slot. Garrison shotgun. He's going to pass. He's going to throw it out into the flat, and it's caught by Morgan. Morgan cuts back inside and then runs out of bounds and stops the clock. Boy, he was slammed out of bounds after he ran out of bounds.
He was tackled while he was out of bounds. That should have been a flag.
Wow. 16-yard pass.
Tackle number 13, Brothers of the Vikings, but a first
I can't believe there wasn't a hanky thrown on that one, but 27 seconds to go in the first half. First and 10, Northview at the 25. 34-7 advantage. Garrison shotgun. Snap rolls out to his left this time. Going to throw it out. It's going to be caught by Bonomo. Bonomo gets loose. Gets out of bounds at the 11-yard line. Pick up a 14 for Bonomo.
Doing a good job getting the ball on the outside. The kids just need to step out of bounds. And can't fault their effort for trying to get a couple more yards. But
right, you don't want to waste the clock on that situation. So here we go, first and 10 from the 12. 18.8 seconds to go until halftime. Garrison shotgun, hands it off to Allen. Allen cuts up to the middle, to the 5, the 4, the 3, and he's stopped at the 3-yard line. Timeout, Northview. So plus 9 for Allen. Timeout, Northview. We'll keep it right here because we're almost to halftime. At halftime, we'll have a commissioner's report. We'll hear a little bit about the IHSA. And tonight at 9:30, tune in to Bob Lovell on Indiana Sports Talk. Indiana Sports Talk comes your way every Friday and Saturday night from 9:30 to midnight on WAMB 1130, 106.9, and 99.5. Back in the studio, we got Dennis Porter tonight. Dennis doing a great job. You know, it's nice to be able to bring you these football games, but we can't do it without all the support of all of our sponsors. And if you want to become a sponsor or you want to advertise for your business, get a hold of DLC Media at 812-420-2518. Let us help you out with one of our 5 Terre Haute area radio stations. So here we go. Second down and a yard. 12.2 seconds to go, and the ball's on the 4. Shotgun formation. Bonomo goes in motion. Garrison in the backfield by himself. Low snap. He's going to keep it. He's going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown. This time he had to go 4 yards.
It was a busted play and made something out of nothing there. Fumbled the snap.
It was supposed to be a pass play, but Garrison picked it up off the turf, cut the seam back up, and walked in the end zone. So they're going to go for 2, and that'll get us back to – we'll be a point ahead on the missed. That'll put us up on the missed PATs. Scoreboard's 40-7, 5.2 seconds to go. Big shout-out to everybody listening back at Timeout in Brazil. Coach John Crooks got us streaming live there at Timeout in Brazil. Shotgun, Garrison, rolls around to his left. He's going to throw it out, and it's off the hands of Bonomo, so the PAT is no good. 5.2 seconds to go. The Knights will have to kick it off, and then we'll go to halftime. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil at York Automotive. We're not number one. You are. Go see Debbie Butler. Tell her Brad sent you. Tell her you're there to buy a new or used car. Let her fix you up. I'm in the process of buying a new vehicle myself through York Automotive. Rob's got a great inventory. They've got a beautiful new building they're building across the street there from the Chevrolet dealership where they'll house the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and they've got a really nice setup, nice spread. A lot of the new Jeeps, the Jeep Trucksters. Go see York Automotive for your next new or used vehicle. All right. Well, Jeremy, we've got to kick it off and hope that it's a non-returnable kick. And West Vigo gets a chance to throw one play. We intercept it. We can get 7 more before halftime.
No. That's a heck of an idea there, BJ, but I'm hoping just for a little squib kick and get this over with.
Well, and it's a boot. He gets a hold of this one, does Corrigan. It's going to be picked up by Lowe. Lowe picks it up at the 5. He's at 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, up to the 40-yard line as the whistle and the horn sounds. That's going to do it for halftime. Your score on the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 40, the Vikings 7. We'll be back after the commissioner's report. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world. Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly conversation about Indiana high school sports with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Now for an up-to-the-minute report about what's happening in the constantly changing world of high school sports, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Paul Neidig.
Welcome back, everyone, to our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA. Paul Neidig joins us. Commissioner, we're into week four of the fall sports schedule, and relative to COVID-19, things seem to be progressing, I would think, reasonably well from your standpoint.
Yeah, they absolutely are, Bob. And, you know, we try to run some data and look at some numbers to see if that's the case. And what I can tell you is week one, we had about 84% of our schools in the state play a game. Week two, we were right at 90% of our schools in our state played a football game. And then last week, we're going to celebrate a number of 95% of our schools actually played in the contest last week. So we're trending in the right direction. The number of schools on quarantine is going down. And that's just such a tribute to our communities and our schools and what they've been doing out there. And it's working.
It's a remarkable number. I mean, I'm not sure how else to look at it. I know you have to be elated at it, but also mindful that these things can change very dramatically.
Oh, they can, you know, and obviously we just had our big Labor Day weekend, and everybody has their eye on that right now, and hopefully we don't see upticks in our communities that would affect our ability to play contests in the state. But, you know, I really believe people are getting the message, and we're going to see a minimal effect. At least that's what I'm hoping we're going to see.
Yeah, I would think that if you're in a community where you believe high school sports are important, and we do, that you have to do your part. And we, you know, it's cliched, but it is a team effort. So everyone has to wear a mask, practice social distancing, try to avoid crowds, try to do those protocols that we've been talking about forever and ever to control the spread. And it seems to be that people are really taking that very seriously with these numbers you're talking about.
I think that's exactly right. And, you know, the advantage that we have at a high school with, you know, we still got parents involved with kids, and, you know, people wonder why we can do things that a collegiate program cannot.
All right, Paul, let's talk about what's happening here in the fall. I mean, we are literally a couple of weeks away from, as crazy as it sounds, we're a couple of weeks away from sectionals around the state in certain sports in the IHSAA.
We are, and, you know, we're looking at girls' golf right now. It's 2 weeks out from this coming weekend, or actually one this coming weekend. And man, we'd be here a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of months ago. You know, girls' golf is going to start contesting. Right after that, the 1st of October, we have flag football and boys and girls cross October 10th, followed by on that same weekend, October 10th, we play some soccer. So things are pretty nicely, and, you know, we're – we're gearing up for tournaments now.
Yeah, I'm already gearing up for the pairing show because it's going to be right around the corner, is it not?
It is, and actually, so are we. You know, we had that. We had a meeting in the office today to start talking about our pairing shows and what they were going to look like and draws and all those different things from our house. And Bobby, you'll be happy to know we've got a new studio we're going to let you broadcast out of this year that
okay.
we've taken and repurposed to the old room. And you're going to have a new home here when you put that pairing shows on.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I say this every year. I'm honored to be asked to be a part of it because I know how important those shows are, and it's really exciting, a little nerve-wracking for everybody involved, including the host. Paul Neidig is the commissioner of the IHSAA. This is our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA-related. Paul, it's great to talk to you. Congratulations on the great news. Continued success to you and everybody in the association.
Thanks for listening to The Commissioner's Corner with IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig and Coach Bob Lovell. And thank you for your continued support of the high schools in your community.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world. Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com. If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports-watching drink of all time, Pepsi. Designed to power even the most passionate of armchair quarterbacks, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong, keep you in the zone, and recover from those triumphant wins.
I used to care when Mike chaired so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet or wiped buffalo sauce on my new couch. But thanks to Pepsi, I'm so in the zone, even Mike can't ruin my football party. See? Don't even care.
With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi is the premier football-watching beverage. So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
Take your taste buds for a wild ride at Stone's Pub and Grub in Clinton. Now serving the Beast Burger, an 8-ounce burger patty consisting of bison, Wagyu beef, New Zealand elk, and wild boar. Stop by Stone's Pub and Grub and try the Beast Burger with an ice-cold Pepsi product.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Jay Barrett Field, West Terre Haute, Indiana. On your Great Dane scoreboard, tonight's 40, the Vikings 7. Jeremy's. The Vikings had a good offensive set there. That one play, they had a four-play touchdown drive for 30 yards off the interception by Blevins. Everything else been all Northview.
Yeah, Northview just out-physical them, out-athletic them, just out-everything them so far this first half. Maybe this will let our younger guys come in and get a little bit of experience for future games and
future years.
Coming up for Northview next Saturday, or next Friday night, I'm sorry, next Friday night we'll be at Owen Valley. And then we have the weekend off unless the Michigan game gets reinstated. That game would be on the 26th. If it doesn't get reinstated, then our next game will be on the road at Gurn Catholic, who has an outstanding football program. They're 1-0 in their young season, but they play the likes of McCutcheon, Brebeuf, Ron Colley, Chatard, and Culver Academy. So that's going to be a big test coming up for the Knights. Then we'll have 3A Edgewood and then Indian Creek to round out the season. That Indian Creek game last year was a fun game. We lost it in the end. The running back was sick. He was vomiting in the huddle. He was vomiting on the field. I can't remember his name, but he rushed for about 300 yards, and he ended up winning the game for Indian Creek. But just a great schedule here for the Knights. Look like we're going to wrap this one up early, Jeremy. We'll probably have a running clock here in the second half with the lead differential the way it is. But, you know, can't look too far ahead to Coach or to Owen Valley. I was talking to Coach Mark Rates' dad, Dennis, at halftime here, and he said the Owen Valley team, don't discredit them, that they are playing better, or they play better than their record, and that they've got a pretty solid program. So, you know, that game next week will be on the air at 6:45 with the pregame show, 7 o'clock for the kickoff at Owen Valley. West Vigo will be next week. They will have the, let me look here. I think they had a home game next week. I think they had two in a row. Nope, they're at Brown County next week on the 18th. They travel to Brown County. And across town here at the North-South game, Terre Haute South was up at halftime. So I'll see if I can get some other scores from around the Wabash Valley. We'll take a two-minute break, and we'll be back. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones. And it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During the Jeep Adventure Days, we can show you how to make it a September to remember. Lease a Jeep Renegade as low as $129 per month. Jeep Compass as low as $179 per month. Grand Cherokee Limited as low as $319 per month. And 0% for 72 months on several of our great models. The building's close to opening here on US 40 in Brazil, where no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com.
Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to West Terre Haute, Indiana, Jay Barrett Field. The Northview Knights up 40-7 at halftime over the Vikings. Jeremy, halftime, Terre Haute South leads Terre Haute North Patriots in the victory bell, 24-0. Didn't see that coming.
No, I did not either.
Scoring here for the Knights, we've got the first touchdown was scored by Corbin Allen, 11-yard touchdown run, and then a interception by Easton Morgan led to a Keegan Garrison 1-yard touchdown run, and then a 89-yard kick return for Easton Morgan for a touchdown. And a punt by West Vigo, and Norview went down the field 69 yards with a 1-yard touchdown run for Garrison. And the fourth score was a 1-yard touchdown run by Garrison off of a turnover on downs. And then the last touchdown was a 4-yard run on a busted play by Keegan Garrison. So Garrison's got 4 touchdowns on the night and just having a great, great night for the senior quarterback. Well, the Knights are back out on the field. The Vikings are back out on the field tonight. Stay tuned after the game for Bob Lovell. Indiana Sports Talk comes your way every Friday and Saturday night from 9:30 to midnight on WAMB 1130, 106.9, and 99.5. Our post-game show will have Player of the Game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer, Brazil. If you're looking for an insurance quote, give Chad a call today at 812-208-3244. That's Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer sponsoring Player of the Game. On the Great Dane scoreboard, the Norview Knights 40, the West Vigo Vikings 7. We'll be back after the 60-second timeout with the second half. You're listening to Norview Football on WAMB.
Great Dane of Brazil and Terre Haute is now hiring direct. Great Dane is now accepting applications, including skilled positions for material handling, maintenance, assemblers, and CDL drivers. Starting pay is $14 to $18 per hour, depending on the position. Some positions pay more if you have the right skills. Plus, Great Dane provides both pay increases and a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper now and write down these phone numbers. In Brazil, 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at greatdane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. Great Dane is now hiring direct. Apply now.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to West Terre Haute. The Norview Knights taking on the West Vigo Vikings, week number 4 of IHSA football. Jeremy, looking through the scores, Sullivan's up 7-0 over North Putnam at halftime. I'm pretty sure most of the local games around the area, some of them played throughout the week. I know Park Heritage played a Seeger, I think it was, Thursday night. Not sure, but we'll try getting you some more scores as they start to roll in. Our scoreboard sponsor tonight's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Great Dane Trailers now hiring direct. Join the team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. It's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Also like to thank sponsor tonight of Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit lorenzservice.com for more information. Go see Tony Lorenz and tell him Brad sent you. PDF Process Development Fabrication is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community and support Northview Athletics. Well, the time has ran off. The Knights will come out and we'll kick off to the Vikings, Jeremy, and we'll get this second half underway. 8:21's the time on the world clock, and if it goes anything like the first half, we should be out of here at a decent time tonight. 12 minutes on the clock. They're lined up on the wrong side of the field, so they got to reset. Looking for something to do for some added income. Look at becoming an IHSA official. Go to IHSA.org. Click on Become an Official. I just did it. I just re-upped all 5 of my licensing. Got my football, baseball, basketball, softball, and volleyball all renewed. It's fun to go out and do some of the middle school stuff, and, you know, I got to get back into it, and they're really short on officials.
I've been wanting to do that for a long time. The wife says I should do it, but
now's a chance. Now's when you need to do it.
I just can't do it right now with the season's in. I'm not going to miss the kids' ball game.
Oh, you won't. You'll have to do a lot of time in before you did it. So here we go. Patrick Horgan sent the kickoff. It's short, and it's going to be fielded at the 30. He gets up to the 35, breaks the seam, up to, and it's a horse collar. Yep. We're going to add 15 to that one. He's going to be tackled at the 37. It looks like the ball carrier was number two. That's going to be Wilbur. He gets it to the 37. We're going to add 15 to that. That's going to get him up to the, let's see. It'll get him to the 48-yard line. 47. And it'll be first and 10 for West Vigo. They got their second shortest field of the night. Here we go. First and 10. Mars, your quarterback, starting the second half. Drops back to pass, throws it out in the flat, and it's caught by number two. That's Wilbur. Wilbur's going to pick up four. And I know we didn't talk much about it at the beginning of the game, but me and Jeremy setting up in the West Vigo fan section in the bleachers because of COVID restrictions. We couldn't sit in the press box tonight because there wasn't enough room. So for to have electricity and stuff, we're sitting with the West Vigo fans. We apologize to them for us being here, and we'd rather be inside. Mars in the shotgun. He's going to pass again, throws it across the flat, and it's overthrown. They're going to throw pass interference on Easton Morgan. It was deflected. It was tipped. It can't be pass interference. They're calling, but it was tipped at the line of scrimmage.
Well, that's your hometown, down 33 points. Goal.
Well, it'll be first down. Gets the ball up to the 30 or the 28-yard line.
Northview's defense come out this half like the game's already over.
Yep, and they haven't made any changes. It's still first string. Coach Rates don't do much substitutions. Shotgun Mars. Snap. He's getting blitzed, and he throws it over the middle, and it's caught by number 25. That's Andrews. Andrews gets up to the 20. He's going to pick up 8 yards.
Yeah, Coach Rates cannot be happy with the start of this half with our defense.
They blitzed. They sold out that time, and they got to him, but great job by Mars, the quarterback, to get that one off. And Andrews jumped up out of the midair and snagged that one.
It helps the kids about, looks like he's about 6'5".
Yeah, they got him listed at 6'3". Shotgun, Mars throws it out, and it's incomplete.
Mars pass. Incomplete.
That's going to make it third down and 3.
It's going to be third down and 3.
So, big changes here for West Vigo. Third down and 3. Ball's on the 21-yard line. Vikings break the huddle. Mars in the shotgun. He's got McAllister in the slot. Drops back to pass, and he's going to be sacked for a loss. They're going to spot him at the 31-yard line. Loss of 10.
Northview come with the delayed blitz that time.
Yep.
And Northview or West Vigo just cannot pick it up.
And that makes it fourth down and 13. Just under 10 minutes to go in the third period. Bringing in the plays, Gerald Schuller. And it's fourth down. Two receivers to the far side, two to the near side. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout. Timeout West Vigo, we'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry,
feel the heat while you eat
at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Fourth down and 13 for the Vikings. Mars in the shotgun, takes the snap, drops back to pass. He's going to throw it deep across the middle of the field. It's incomplete. So it's going to be a turnover on downs for the Vikings. And it's going to be the Knights will take over. Not sure why the clock stopped.
It stopped on every dead ball. Yep, they haven't kept running.
I'll have to look that up. I thought it was. I know it's 30 in basketball. I'll have to look. I should know that, right?
Yeah, Mr. Referee.
Let's go, defense!
So, shotgun formation for Garrison. Snap, hands off to Allen, left side. Allen breaks the seam. He's at the 35, up to the 39-yard line. A pickup of 8. Yeah, it says at 30 points.
Gain of 9 on the play. It's going to be second down and 1.
Second down and 1 for the Knights.
Let's go, guys. Get the ball back.
Garrison shotgun. Allen behind him.
Let's go,
guys. Elias Gordon set in a slot. Garrison pitches it out to Allen on the right side. He gets up to the 40 where he's hit by the Vikings. Whole host of Vikings, but he plows ahead for an extra 4 yards. So that's going to be a pickup of 3 for Allen.
Yeah, Corbin's hitting. He was hitting in the backfield by 3 guys, and he just drug them the extra 2 or 3 yards.
And that's a first down.
Let's go, defense!
First and 10 for the Knights. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil, home of excellence, excellent Mexican food. First and 10. Shotgun, pass out in the flat to Bonomo. He catches it at the 35, or the 45, and gets up to the 48. So a pickup of 5 for Bonomo. Second down and 4 for the Knights. Here we go. Garrison in the shotgun. Two receivers near side. Takes the snap, hands it off to Allen. Around the right side, breaks the tackle, spins back into the middle, still on his feet. Gets up to the 43-yard line. So a pickup of 8. And a first down for the Knights. First and 10 from the 43-yard line.
Pick up 7 yards and a first down for Northview.
Now they've got the clock winding.
Yep. Got a couple of bats flying around up here. There's a couple sparrows eating them mosquitoes. Here we go, first and 10, Northview. Elias Gordon goes in motion out of the backfield. That leaves Allen. Hands it off to Allen up the middle. He's at the 40. Out to the outside, 35, 30, 25. Falls ahead. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 25. So a pickup of 19 for Allen. And it's first down. Offense has been clicking.
Yeah, they haven't missed too much tonight. Whatever they wanted to do, that offensive line of ours is just pushing Westfield around and getting pretty much anything they want whenever they want.
Because I don't think we've punted.
No.
Not turned it over on downs. Hand off to Allen. Breaks the seam. He's at 20, 15, 10, still on his feet. And they're going to stop him at the 10-yard line. A pickup of 15 for Allen. Now they're showing at 14, showing his knee down, so it's going to be that's going to give us a chance for a first down, but ball's spotted between the 10 and 11. So it's first and 10. Oh, too early to be yawning. It's a Friday. Shotgun formation, two receivers to the far side, Gordon in the slot. Allen only running back. Delay to Allen, and he's going to be hit for a loss. Tackled by number 57, Evan Wyrick. Wyrick.
He got through the line untouched. And
yep.
Two on the play. It's going to be second down and 12.
So second down and 12 for the Knights. 5:30 to go in the third period. Scores 40-7 on your Great Dane scoreboard. Here we go. Two receivers to the far side. Tight end to the left, Sampson. Shotgun. Hand off to Allen. Left side, he spins. Nothing there. Maybe to the line of scrimmage. Plus zero. The delays aren't working. So that's going to make it third down and 12.
All right, guys, let's get the ball back.
Okay, our play is going to be third down and 12.
Let's see what Coach Rates does here. I look for him to run a quick to the right side here.
Yeah!
Just that quick out for Corbin. Same set, two receivers to the far side, tied into the left.
Look out, Green! Come on, guys!
He's going to pass. Steps up, throws it up in the end zone to Elias Gordon, and it's incomplete. So that's going to make it fourth and 13.
That's pretty good defense by West Vigo at the time. Just face guarded him all the way down the route.
Yep. If Elias would have just stopped, he'd have got tackled, and it would have been a pass interference.
Ball was just barely underthrown.
Yep. So here we go, fourth down and 12. All right. They break the huddle. Three receivers to the far side. Shotgun. Snap. Rolls around his left side. He's getting pressured. And he's sacked. Nice play there by the Vikings. In on that was number two.
And 57.
And 57. Xander Wilbur and 57. Evan Wyrick.
Yeah, they brought the house that time, and Northview
yep.
wasn't quite ready for it.
That was a really nice play there by West Vigo. So maybe it'll put some fire in them here.
Yeah, their defense hasn't quit
Way
yet.
Way to go, guys!
4:23 to go in the third, and Northview turns it over on downs. So here we go. West Vigo's got Mars in the shotgun. Snap, rolls around to his left side. Throws it up, and it's out of bounds. Incomplete. Incomplete pass. Second down and 10.
Let's do it, guys.
4:18 to go in the third period. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Visit our locations, a new one in Terre Haute, two locations, Terre Haute, one on 46 by Walmart, one on the south side on 41 across from the Vigo County Fairgrounds. Second and 10, Mars in the shotgun, drops back to pass, a quick out. It's going to be caught at the sidelines. It was complete to, was that number 25, Andrews? Nope. 22, that's Clerk.
Tackle there by number 14,
And Clark picks up five. And it's going to be third and five.
Yeah, West Vigo's just giving, taking what Northview's giving right now, a little dink and dunk, so five, 6 yard passes, trying to get up and down the field.
Caleb Mars comes to the sideline, gets the call, goes back out to the huddle. 9 seconds on the play clock. They're going to have to hurry. 2-1. And looks like it's going to be a timeout. Timeout, West Vigo. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports-watching drink of all time, Pepsi. Designed to power even the most passionate of armchair quarterbacks, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong, keep you in the zone, and recover from those triumphant wins.
I used to care when Mike chaired so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet or wiped buffalo sauce on my new couch. But thanks to Pepsi, I'm so in the zone, even Mike can't ruin my football party. See, don't even care.
With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi is the premier football-watching beverage. So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
Take your taste buds for a wild ride at Stone's Pub and Grub in Clinton. Now serving the Beast Burger, an 8-ounce burger patty consisting of bison, Wagyu beef, New Zealand elk, and wild boar. Stop by Stone's Pub and Grub and try the Beast Burger with an ice-cold Pepsi product.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Out of the timeout, West Vigo comes out in a shotgun formation. Three receivers near side, one to the far. Mars in the backfield. Takes a snap, drops back to pass, throws it. It's caught by 25. That's Andrews. Andrews breaks the tackle. He's on his feet and gets up to the 49-yard line. Or the 50. It's going to be a 20-yard pass for Andrews. Nice play there by West Vigo.
Yeah, it was a little five-yard hitch, and he just took off and broke tackle. And
it'll be first and 10 from the 50.
Let's go, Bridge!
West Vigo breaks the huddle.
Go,
no hurry, though. They're just trying to get some faith here. Mars drops back, passes across the flat. It's going to be caught by 19. That's Sinodo. Sinodo gets up to about the 33-yard line. And that's going to be a pickup of 17 for Sinodo.
Looks like they're just spreading the linebackers out and leaving that 5-10-yard gap in the middle, and that's all they're running. Same play, different formation every time.
Morse Manufacturing, join our team today. Apply at Morse Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Mars in the shotgun. Knights only rushed this front four. They drop back in coverage, and it's still a completion. That's going to be caught by Wilbur. Wilbur gets up to the 26-yard line, a pickup of 8. And the Vikings are moving the ball, Jeremy. This is what we didn't see in the first half, and I wish they'd have got going sooner.
Yeah, they're looking to come out of the halftime fired up.
Yep. No quitting this green team from West Vigo.
They must have got a pretty nice little pep talk from the coach.
Yeah. All right. Second down and 2. Mars in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Drops back to pass again. He's going to get it off, and it's going to be caught by number 13, Blevins.
Mars pass is complete. Number 13, Blevins.
Blevins going to pick up. He's going to pick up 16. Nice play there by Blevins.
He just out-muscled Easton Morgan for that
Jerome,
catch.
Jerome Blevins got a little brother, Jordy, that's battling cancer. He played baseball with my son. The Blevins family, great family from here in West Terre Haute. And Jordy's got he's a fighter. Mars in the shotgun, drops back to pass. It's batted at the line of scrimmage by Parker Jordan and incomplete.
Mars pass is hit there. He breaks it by number 50, Jordan of Northview.
So that's going to be second and goal.
Parker got back there fast.
Yes, he did.
Let's go, Vikings!
missed blocking assignment there that time. Well, 59.3 seconds to go in the third. The Vikings looking to score after the defense threw a shutout there on the Knights on the last offensive possession. Mars brings him out. He's been riding his arm out here on this drive. He throws it across the middle, and he's hit hard from behind by Parker Jordan. Good coverage there by Jordan and forces another incompletion. Defensively, Parker's been really strong tonight.
He's been everywhere, pass coverage, sacks.
Third down and 10.
He's got a couple tackles for losses.
Here we go. Been a long 59.3 seconds. Shotgun, Mars.
Looks like Northam might be bringing a
house.
Takes
a snap. Throws it out in the flat, and it's going to be caught. And a nice open field tackle there by Sampson. Pass was complete to Scholler.
On reception, number 19, Sonato.
Sonato on a reception.
Good job, Caden.
But a great coverage there by Sampson.
Yeah.
Pickup of one, and that makes it 4th and 9.
And it's going to be 4th down. 4th and goal after 9.
Offensively, the Vikings, Jeremy, have come out and done what they need to do to start the game, and that's throw the ball. They wasn't very good, you know, rushing against this Knights defense.
Yeah, they've come out just fired off.
Shotgun, Mars throws it up. He's going to throw it out of the back of the end zone.
Oh, we caught it.
Yeah, I don't think it's a catch. Nope, he was out of the end zone. Yeah, he was out. So they turn over it on downs. But Northview's going to have a long field at the 9-yard line. If the Vikings defense can do what they did on the last possession, they can get it right back with good field position and time to, you know, at least put a touchdown up.
Yeah, West Vigo's just playing for respect right now.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's respectful. The fans still up cheering and everything, and these boys, you know, they like that. And they're still fighting. They're still fighting. I want to thank all of our fans for tuning in, listening. I've got several messages. A buddy of mine from all the way over in Shelbyville. Well, he's not in Shelbyville anymore. He's up by Fisher's area. Matt Lux, the Thriller from Manila, listening. And Keegan Garrison's going to keep it himself and get it up for 9 yards. Matt's a race car driver and probably, I don't know if they're off tonight or not, being a Friday night, but thanks for tuning in, Mr. Lux, and I know I see your boys playing football now, and I'm sure he'll have a bright future ahead of him in sports with the courage his mom's got, maybe not his dad, but his mom's agility. All right, well, that does it for the third quarter. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights are up 40 to the Vikings 7. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seed for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community. So your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview Football and WAMB. The Knights got the ball first and or second and one from the 10. Garrison hands off to Allen. Allen rushes up to the 29-yard line. It's going to be a pickup of 11 for Allen. Got clarification on the running clock in IHSA. It's 30 in the fourth quarter only. So the clock should just continue to tick here. So it should be a short fourth, and hopefully get things wrapped up so you can stay tuned for Bob Lovell. Indiana Sports Talk comes your way every Friday and Saturday night from 9:30 to midnight on WAMB 1130, 106.9 and 99.5. Garrison shotgun.
Come on, guys!
Takes a snap, hands it off to Allen, right side. Allen's got a blocker. He picks up about four before he's hit, and he falls forward to pick up another yard, so it's plus five for Allen.
Corbin does a great job just following his blockers wherever they go.
Yes, he does. It's amazing to watch him run. So here we go. Second down and four after a pickup of six. Jeremy, we might make it back in time to go to Cilantro. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil, home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. Shotgun Garrison. Takes a snap, hands off to Amir Holman, who come in on the break.
On,
Holman
baby!
Breaks it outside. He gets up to the 35, the 40. And he's going to be forced out of bounds. We got a block in the back against the Knights. That's going to be a big one, or a holding.
He's blocking the back.
Yeah, one of the two, block or a holding.
We'll take it.
Block in the back, hands to the back. 10 yards from the spot of the foul, so it'll make it second down and 20. Minus 10 on the penalty.
Move the ball back to the 20-yard line.
We got to get to the 39 for a first down.
Well,
still second down. Imir Holman came in that last play for Corbin Allen, the freshman, transfer from West Vigo. And they break the huddle. Imir's going to be lined up in the slot. Garrison shotgun. Bonomo goes in motion. Elias Gordon, the only running back. Garrison drops back to pass. He throws a screen to Elias Gordon, who's wide open. He gets up to the 25, the 30, and he's going to be hit at the 27, but we got another flag. Another flag. Not sure what that was. I was watching Elias. Got a holding. Holding against Northview.
I don't think Northview had a penalty in the first half.
No.
We got two on this drive alone.
And that one there is going to be big because it was behind the line of scrimmage. That's going to bring them back to the 14-yard line, so a 17-yard penalty. So we've got 27 yards of penalty, but the thing is the clock just ran. So it's still second down, second and 25.
Let's get the ball, guys!
10 seconds on the play clock.
Get that ball!
Knights break the huddle. And we got a timeout, Northview. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During the Jeep Adventure Days, we can show you how to make it a September to remember. Lease a Jeep Renegade as low as $129 per month. Jeep Compass as low as $179 per month. Grand Cherokee Limited as low as $319 per month. And 0% for 72 months on several of our great models. The building's close to opening here on US 40 in Brazil, where no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Second down and 25. Garrison in the shotgun. Drops back. He's going to throw it across the middle to Sampson. He catches it at the 32-yard line, and that's going to pick up a bunch of yards there. That's going to be an 18-yard pickup for Sampson. First catch for Sampson of the night. And it's going to make it third and six. It's manageable now. And the clock's at 9 minutes to go in the game. Stay tuned in the postgame show as Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer brings you player of the game. Double tight end set, one receiver to the far side, one to the near side. Garrison in the shotgun. Fakes a handoff to Holman. Throws it out in the flat, and it's going to be caught by Easton Morgan. And Morgan's going to get up to the 46-yard line. A pickup of 13, and that's enough for a Knights first down.
Yeah, it was a good first down.
So it's first and 10 for the Knights.
That big first down will help milk his clock. Should be down to about 6 minutes at least.
Yep. So it's first and 10. Garrison shotgun. Corbin Allen back in the game. He's going to take the handoff. He's going to get around to the right side. He's still on his feet, spins ahead, picks up 2 yards. Plus two for Allen.
That was a great one-legged tackle by number 33.
Yeah, it was. 33 is Gabe McAllister. Second down and eight. 7:50 to go in the game. Two receivers on the near side. That's Bonomo and Morgan. Double tight end set. Shotgun for Garrison. He's going to keep it left side. And nothing there. Gets maybe a yard. And the clock will run. Makes it third down. Shout out to my buddy Scott Sawyer. Listen. He's driving home from baseball practice and tuned in to listen to the Northview coverage, and he said, wow, I guess I didn't miss much. Thanks for tuning in, Scott. Next week, 6:45, we'll be on the air from Owen Valley. Knights taking on the Patriots. 27-6, your score at Terre Haute South, up over the Patriots in the victory bell. Garrison rolls around to the right, looks to throw it, and he's going to be sacked. Should have got rid of that one on third down and long. But he's going to take the sack back at the 41-yard line. That's going to be a loss of eight. And the Knights are going to punt for the first time tonight.
Get that up to West Vigo coverage sack on that one. Nobody was open.
Yep. Well, our last time we punted wasn't good. It went over his head for a safety. So let's see what happens here. Let's see what happens here. Zachary Ferris back to punt. Gordon snaps low. He gets it away. It's a low punt, and it's going to hit the ground and roll all the way down to the 21-yard line. The Knights with a great roll there, and they're going to turn it over on downs.
That's a pretty good punt by that young man on that. That was a pretty bad snap, and he got it away. West Vigo was coming.
Yep, and it was a bad snap. We need to work on that. That's something that the coaching staff, surely with what's going on as far as our special teams with the point after attempts and the snaps and stuff, we need to find us a long snapper. So West Vigo has the ball first and 10, 5:54. And the clock shouldn't be stopped, but it is. It's going to be a handoff,
Fumble. And
he fumbles it. I think he got it back. He did. Fumbled and recovered by the running back. That was number 18. That's Scholler. So he's going to lose about 4 yards, 3 yards. Scholler. West Vigo breaks the huddle. Three receivers afar, one to the near. Scholler in the backfield. Mars takes the snap, drops back to pass. Intercepted by Braxton Sampson. He's going to take it to the house. Braxton Sampson with an INT, pick six.
He didn't drop that one. He was focused on that one.
We talked about it earlier. He had one, and he let it go right through his hands, and he got that one there and ran it 19 yards. So pick six for Sampson, and the Knights go up 46-7. And Patrick Corgan and Dylan White come on. They're going to try it again. They're going to go for the field goal for the point after this time. So at 4:33 to go, the Knights extended the lead defensively. Snap, the hold, the kick, and there's a flag, and it was good. False start against the Knights trying to get a block. That was on 61. That is Jake Cheeseman, senior lineman. He was just trying to get a block on this left side where we've struggled. So now it's more than a chip shot. He's going to kick it from the 14, so it's a 24-yard field goal for Corrigan. Another false start. Now it's on Dylan Zinko. The big fella, Zinko. Mooch. Hitched his left leg. Well, so now it's a 29-yard field goal.
He was making these in warm-ups. I was sitting there watching him. He's hitting him from the 25-yard line, so we'll see if he can keep it up.
And we've taken 2 minutes and 12 seconds off the clock. Here we go. Corrigan's going to do it again. 29-yarder. Or 39-yarder. And it's blocked. No good. So the PAT is no good. And with 3:19 to go, the score is 46-7. We'll keep it right here. I want to thank Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi Cola in the Wabash Valley. Pepsi Cola proud to support Northview Athletics. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer will sponsor the player of the game. If you need an insurance quote, give him a call today at 812-208-3244. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Park County RMC, your Touchtone Energy Cooperative, proud to be a sponsor of Northview Athletics. Jeremy, that does it for our shout-outs for everybody that supports us here at Northview Athletics and gives us the opportunity to bring you these games live. We're going to wrap up here, 3:19 to go as the Knights are going to kick off. Corrigan's going to kick it deep. It's going to be fielded at the 11, and back to the 15, the 20. 22, 23-yard line, knocked out of bounds. That's carried by number 22. That's Clerk. Clerk's going to get it up to the 22-yard line, and that's where the Vikings are going to take over with first and 10. Just under 3 minutes to go in this one. We're going to have a short post-game show, and then we'll turn you over to Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk. 9:30 to midnight every Friday and Saturday night. One of the best coaches' shows around. High school, college, pro sports. Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk. Vikings got the ball. Quarterback change as Nick Lindsey comes in. Lindsey takes the snap, drops back, looks to throw it. He's being chased by Owens, throws it out of bounds. Caleb Owens with nice defensive pressure there. And it's incomplete. 2 minutes to go in the game. Well, it didn't get as cold as I thought it was, Jeremy. It hasn't been that bad.
No, it's been pretty nice out here.
So here we go, second down and 10. Vikings break the huddle. I'd like to see them score here. I'd like to see them get something positive to take them into next week. Shotgun, Lindsey, snap, passes out, and it's a little hitch route, and it's caught. And it's going to be a pickup of 12. Wilbert. Xander Wilbert. And Wilbur's going to pick up, what did he get there?
I think they said 12.
Looks like 16 because they started at 22. but it's first and 10. 1 minute and 15 seconds to go. They probably got two more plays in them. Knights in man-to-man coverage. Snap, Lindsay. Throws it out in the flat, and it's caught by the receiver, Jerome Blevins.
Braxton almost had another one just off his fingertips right into the West Vigo receiver.
Yeah, Blevins with a big pickup. That's a 17-yard pickup from 16-yard for Blevins. 40 seconds to go. One more play for the Vikings. Two receivers to the near side. We got a bunch of defensive changes, a lot of confusion here on who's where and what. Snap. Lindsay's going to be tackled for a sack. That's Ike Torbert picking it up to end the game. I don't see West Vigo calling timeout. That's probably going to do it. 10 seconds, and the clock's going to run out. Your final score from Jay Barrett Field, the Northview Knights 46, the West Vigo Vikings 7. We'll be back after a two-minute break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world. Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seed for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives power to your community for your community so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to West Terre Haute, West Vigo High School. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jeremy Jones. Jeremy, thanks for joining me again tonight in the booth or in the bleachers. I want to apologize for, you know, the way it was so loud and everything. You know, we did the best we could. We got the we had to set over in the West Vigo fan section to get electricity. But, you know, thanks for joining me tonight.
Oh, I had a blast, and it really wasn't too loud. Northview took the fans out of the game pretty quick, so it wasn't too awful bad.
Yep. Well, scoring for the Knights was huge. 46 points put on the board. Braxton Sampson with the pick six right here at the end of the fourth quarter. Just a nice play there by Sampson. He had one earlier in the game that got right through his hands. The second half wasn't much scoring-wise for the Knights, but they really didn't need it because in the first half, Keegan Garrison, four touchdowns, Allen with a touchdown, kickoff return of 89 yards for Easton Morgan. Just an outstanding offensive night, but defensively, you can't say enough for this Northview program. Their defense has been solid, Jeremy, solid.
Yeah, they're fast, they're quick, they don't give up. I think they take a pride on putting up 7 points or less. They play great defense all the way around.
Right, and you know, last week the 2 points that they give up wasn't given up by the defense. You know, that was on the botched punt that went out of the back of the end zone. They give up 27 points in the first game against Terre Haute North, 12 against Greencastle. Both those touchdowns came in the last 4 minutes, I think, of the game, whenever, you know, it was pretty much a wash and there were substitutions. 2 points last week, Sullivan wasn't giving up defense. They give up the one touchdown here to start the third period when I just don't think they come out fired up. I think they thought they had a big enough lead just to set back. But the Knights win tonight 46-7 over the Vikings. We'll take a 30-second break, and we'll be back with the Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
The Northview Knights move to 3-1, 3-0 in the WIC as they pick up the win at West Vigo, 46-7 over the Vikings. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jeremy Jones. Jeremy, tonight we've got to give out a player of the game. The defense really stood out. They really did a great job. It's hard to pick one defensive player that really stood up. I mean, they all did really well. Parker Jordan had a couple big smashes. Braxton Sampson had some big smashes, had the interception. Then on the special teams, you can't take anything away from the 89-yard kickoff return by Easton Morgan. Then Easton had to pick six, and it got called back for the block in the back. Defensively, special teams, you know, we could probably give it to about 14 different players. On the offensive side, one person tonight stood out like he has for the last 4 years, but really did a great job tonight. Tonight's Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game is?
Keegan Garrison.
Keegan Garrison. He picks up player of the game. All right. Well, congratulations to Keegan. I got him for over 300 yards of rushing and passing, all purpose, and four touchdowns. And when they needed it, he was there. So tonight's Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game is Keegan Garrison. If you need an insurance quote, give Chad a call at 812-208-3244. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's coverage. We'll be back on the air at 6:45 next Friday from Owen Valley as the Northview Knights take their 3-1 record on the road to take on the Owen Valley Patriots. I'm Brad Wallace for Jeremy Jones and Dennis Porter back in the studios. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. And until next week, drive safe, be careful, enjoy the night, and don't ever forget 9/11. God bless and good night.
You've been listening to Northview Football on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. Morris Manufacturing. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Canteen is Brazil's home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. And by Refreshment Services, your Pepsi Cola distributor in the Wabash Valley.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute. A DLC media station.